The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday. Hey, Ari, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Look, I'm happy to be here. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was lovely, and today's going to be another cracker. I can feel it in my bones.
We had the aircon on most of the afternoon yesterday in my house. Mm. As soon as it gets, like, slightly warmer than 26, 27 you're degrees, like, oh, it's not me.
Oh,
it's
really?
Mum and Dad going, oh, it's too hot. It's past 26 degrees.
26?
Yeah, they're just like, I'm overheating. Put the aircon on, darling.
Oh, very.
I'm like, come on, I'm glad I'm not paying for those bills, mate.
I didn't realise they had such fancy voices.
Well, they don't, but I think they're a bit, you know,
fancy.
Touchy-feely at the moment. Right. They're very, I'm getting too hot. The aircon goes on for hours. I'm like, guys, I'm not paying for your bills, and I don't. So,
well, it doesn't matter then.
Why don't barely ever home. So.
Enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Don't complain. Mm.
How was Jim Brew yesterday? You went with your daughter Esme?
Straight after here, went straight over there. It was so good.
Really?
Oh, it was so
you
fun.
Love it.
I do.
Oh,
you just, like, it's an excuse. How good's this?
Yeah.
You basically just lie around on, like, squishy mats and then hold your baby for, like, an hour and a half.
Fabulous.
It's so, like, what an easy hour of the day.
Yeah, and does Esme have a little giggle?
She loves it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, here, hold a little bell or a little shaker or something. She goes, oh, brilliant, I haven't had one of these before. You go, I know, how good's the world's full of stuff you haven't had? Honestly, that's
what it is.
You're seeing
the world through, like, an infant's eyes must be, like, a wonder.
Oh, totally is.
Mm.
Oh, look, the ball, if you bounce on it, it bounces. She goes, oh, my God, how good's that? I go, yeah, I know. Wait till you see other balls that bounce.
Oh, my God.
There's basketballs, footballs, there's so many.
Teaching her to play handball when she's, like, freshly going into school, how wondrous would that be?
I know. My basic level of life skills.
Handball.
Are impressive to her.
Wow.
What a win.
Yeah, wow. Dad of the year.
I know. It's all good.
You're waking up with the Novos. Live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So we've spoken a lot on this show about the hot cross bun growth in flavours. Right.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this because I saw it last night. Did you see this last night too?
I saw it this morning.
Okay.
But sure. Yeah,
okay, go for it.
They've teamed up with an American company, Cinnabun,
mm-hmm.
and now you can get the Cinnabun hot cross buns.
I was excited.
You
Me?
Are? Are you going to get some?
I would love to try one of those.
So it's cinnamon, you know, infused, and then
Yum.
It's cream cheese style filling. They say style, so maybe it's not cream cheese in there, but something like it.
Get in my belly. Fill it up with Cinnabun.
You're excited for this?
I think this could be now.
Are you? Yeah, okay. Continue.
Don't disregard it.
All right,
I reckon
I'm listening.
This could be the breakthrough flavour. This could be the flavour to end all flavours.
All right. Well, Ari has high expectations.
Yes.
So let's see how they go. It's a Woolies thing, I think.
Okay. Do you think that they'll be on our shelves, though, now, or just in the main city?
It's Friday, they said.
Friday. Okay, so we have to wait.
We've got to wait a couple. Well, what are we at? Tuesday now.
Yeah, a
couple
of days. Weekend treat.
My concern, if I had to, you know, guess on the flavour of this, is the cream cheese style filling.
It's
what
not going
is
to be
that?
Well, it's not cream cheese.
That worries me.
Well, obviously, it's not going to be cream cheese because it has to be shelved. So it's got, like,
I guess that's,
different types
I know
of
that. I know. Yeah, it's worrying me that it won't be good. The outside bit, I reckon they can nail. It's a hot cross bun with cinnamon in it. It's no big. They're not recreating the wheel here.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure you'll try it and tell me. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, I think that I'll have to.
So if you're worried about it, what it'll taste like, wait, Ari will give you a report.
Yeah, on Monday.
Okay, done.
Okay,
done.
I just need to find them, so hopefully we find them.
I think so. I think they'll be there. It says across the country.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is in for our First at 5.
Morning.
Morning. First of all, we've got to ask about the camping trip. What was the best bit about it?
Oh, the best bit about it. Oh, we did a lot of swimming. So we're in Byron Bay for the week.
Oh, yeah,
definitely
good.
The swimming. We're swimming every single day.
Beautiful.
We saw, it was actually quite scary. We saw some sharks as well.
Dear.
Oh, come on.
They closed the beach, but I thought, and everyone was out of the water and everything, but that was cool. And we set our drone up and we got some cool vision of the sharks. And then we also saw a stingray. So that was probably the coolest thing.
That's super interesting. Yeah.
It's hard to see or to catch stingrays out in the wild. It's, very rare.
No. No, they love it up there because I think it's all the reefs in Byron Bay, and that is so cool.
Stingray Central.
Yeah,
and
clear water as well. So,
lovely.
Oh, it was so good. It did rain for the first half of the trip, and we were obviously camping. So that's
camping
was,
for you,
definitely. So we'll get a hotel next time around, I guess.
Yeah,
smart. That's Ari's style of camping.
Yes, must be a hotel, and I must have a buffet
and
if
proper
it's got,
shower.
Yeah,
yes,
it needs a little key card swipe. That's the minimum requirement for
and an instant air conditioner.
Yeah, all that stuff. All right, let's crack into the news though. Switching gears. Mm-hmm. So, what have you got for us first of all?
Yeah, so the search is going to resume today for that lost fisherman at sea about 55 k's off Port Stephens.
It's awful. It's been all over the national news even. Everyone's covering this.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just hoping for a resolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as possible, however that turns out. And then we've got another local story, don't we?
Yeah. So another one. So we've got a Mayfield man was charged with murder after assaulting police from an incident that happened in Mayfield earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll face court. He faced court yesterday. He'll also face court again today. So
wow.
He refused bail. This is after allegedly his... The police arrived at the block of units for a welfare check.
Mm.
Allegedly, the man's come running out with a tactical shovel trying to hurt the police. They've had to taser him, but that failed. So the police did end up shooting the man.
Just to stop him in his tracks.
Yeah. So that's also going to be undergoing an independent review.
Of course.
From the police.
Any time
a gun is discharged, pretty much, there has to be some sort of investigation.
Which I think is good. Like, we need that. It's important.
Accountability for everyone.
Yes,
right?
yes.
It applies to everyone. Now, we were looking up what a tactical shovel is. I guess, turn of phrase, not one I'd heard before. It's sort of like those ones that you might get at like a camping supply store.
Oh.
It sort of looks very, they're pointy at the end and then like have sort of a mini saw down the side or something that you might use to cut down a little tree or something.
So not really one you'd get from Wall's End Bunnings.
I don't think so. It's more like your camping supply, your military surplus type store or something
like
that.
The
ones from Minecraft's kids' play.
Another one to give you an idea.
Yeah. UFM. The Novos.
There's this video and story going a bit viral on TikTok and through the ether at the moment. You know anglerfish?
So these ones that have like a little, really ugly, they've got like a little light on the top of their head that attracts other little fish and then they eat them.
They're mainly all head too. Like they've got really large heads with a small tail and whatever. And they have the light on top of their head. They're deep sea fish, right?
Big eyes because it's so dark down there.
Well, yeah, because they're normally found in the depths of the Atlantic and Antarctic oceans, usually between 200 to 2,000 meters below the surface, right?
Yeah.
So it's never common. It's not a thing for them to come to the surface of the water.
Sure. Why would you?
Well, apparently, over in the Canary Islands, some researchers based there were surprised when they found the fish, an anglerfish, a little black one, swimming towards the surface. It died a mere hours after it was spotted.
Right.
So the theory behind this, many experts believe that it was driven out of the depths by either sickness or injury.
Sure.
So
something's gone wrong with its internals, or its brain.
So this is, an oddity in itself. Online, people are taking to this story like a duck to water, whereby they're all gathering together to kind of mourn this fish. They've taken it all to heart. They think it's absolutely devastating. Yes, it is sad, but things die every day. Like,
sure.
It is what it is.
You can't be like typing out your comments on the picture while eating your tuna sandwich and not see the irony of the whole situation.
Yeah, pretty much. But because of this and the support behind it and the sadness behind it, a lot of young people, because, the young people like themselves a tattoo. of some random things on their body,
the
right?
The more random, the better.
Yes. Well, they're all getting tattoos of an anglerfish.
To mourn this, the passing of it.
Yeah.
Oh, such a Gen Z thing to do.
So naturally, I did a stalk on TikTok and just typed in like anglerfish and whatever. And up came all of these videos of people like going, this is my design, this is this, whatever of the tattoo I want to get. But other than that, they're using like cartoon animation AI to create a story for this anglerfish.
Oh my God.
Going like, oh, she just wanted to see, because it was a female anglerfish. Okay. She wanted to see the world above and this and that. And they've created a story for her.
You know what?
It's kind of sweet.
It feels as if, because there's so much bad news at the moment.
Yeah.
People grab onto any like small skerrick of the light, if you will.
Yeah.
And they just build their whole world around it. And they'll go, this is our hero of the day.
You know what?
The anglerfish.
All heroes wear capes. They might wear a light and some big tooth.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Special delivery to our house yesterday afternoon. Quite
Pizza
a
Hut?
Big one. No, nothing to do with food, would you believe, actually?
What was
so,
it?
It was a brand new TV.
Really?
Mum and
for
Dad.
For your room?
Oh, no. No, I don't need a TV, actually. I just want my laptops for.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, so one of our TVs in the house has been playing up. It's only about maybe 2 years old.
So young still.
Yeah, I know. But you know how, like, with some screens you'll get, like, these little, like, digital lines?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just, yeah, and it looks like dead spots. Like,
right.
It's just in lines, like the pixels have died or something like that.
Oh, God.
And then it kept going fuzzy in, like, certain scenes of a show or whatever.
Is that a warranty thing?
Well, apparently it was out of warranty.
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah, so Mum's been spending a couple of days trying to, you know, get
research,
it fixed just to see what, you know, they can do to try and help fix the situation. Because the TV's not old enough to be able to just be like,
chuck
oh, there's
it.
Nothing we can do.
Yeah, you would have thought so. Can't just chuck it.
Yeah, so we had to, like, send, like, videos and photos to the company and be like, hey, we need a replacement. Anyway, ended up getting a replacement.
From the company?
Yeah.
Didn't have to pay?
No.
Nice. That's
I
what you
know.
Want.
But Dad's like, I think we got the more expensive one.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah. Anyway, don't know if that's true or not, but it was heavy. Ended up, like, kind of cutting my hand open.
Oh, my God.
Bit.
Let's see.
Well, you can't really see it now, but there's, like, purple lines all across my hand.
It's healed. It's healed overnight.
Well, it's healing, and I've, like, yeah, cut a bit of skin off me. But, yeah, it's very heavy.
Well, you've suffered for that TV.
Well,
you should
yeah.
get to watch it the most.
No, I'm barely ever watching their TV.
So what brand was it that gave you a freebie?
Samsung.
Okay, good to know.
Samsung is a good brand, actually.
I
don't use it for the phones. I'm
but
an Apple girl through and through. The TVs are good.
There we go. All right. Well, I'm glad they replaced it because less than 2 years old feels like, even though it's out of warranty.
Oh, it was looking bad.
It doesn't feel good at, like, long enough, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
How about this, though?
Mm-hmm.
Hackers have stolen over $2 billion worth of cryptocurrency at the weekend.
How the heck did they do that?
So cryptocurrency, you would have thought, is supposed to be one of the features is so secure, you know, because it's not linked to the main banks or whatever.
Okay, that makes sense. See, I know what cryptocurrency is,
yep.
But it's one of those things where you know about it, but you have no idea what it really is and how it works.
Yeah, so they have these exchanges where people can either store crypto or trade it, a bit like the stock market kind of thing.
Okay.
And the hackers, which they would say believe are North Korean of origin,
uh-huh.
So they think there's a North Korean hacking group.
Interesting.
Manipulated the interface to look like a legitimate transaction, but really it was like a fake sign-in. So
ooh.
What happened was they knew that a bunch of crypto was being moved from what's called a warm wallet, sorry, from a cold wallet to a warm wallet. What that means is cold wallet is like your offline storage.
Okay.
So maybe you've got some like on a hard drive on a laptop, but it's not connected to the internet. So it's like more secure because you can't like go in with on the internet and
yep.
do it. When they're moving it to a warm wallet, that's like onto the like a cloud storage. So
like
your
server?
iCloud. Yeah, like a server.
Okay.
Less secure, but you can use it to pay for stuff or maybe to trade or whatever
oh,
at this point.
So it actually becomes like money.
Like, exactly. So when they're moving it from cold wallet to warm wallet, they basically put up like a fake screen and the people typed in the transaction, but instead of sending it to their own account, they sent it to the hacker's account instead.
Oh, this feels like something from CSI.
It's a bit like that.
What?
It's a bit like that. It's the biggest crypto heist in history.
Wow.
Over $2 billion worth. The next biggest was, I think, a year or 2 years ago, maybe, for $600 million. So, you know, big as well. God. But this is on another level. They obviously knew it was happening and were ready for the take.
They got a tip-off. Insider. Yeah.
So they did it through Bybit, which is this like a crypto market sort of or trader based in Dubai.
Wow.
And, yeah, away it went. They've got no idea where it's gone. The money's gone. The crypto's gone.
This is crazy.
$2 billion. That is a big heist. Maybe one of the biggest in history.
You've got to be smart to do that.
Well, I guess.
And, like, and very devious. Fast and, oh, my goodness, yeah. They're getting a good pay packet out of that.
Well, being in North Korea, they might not.
Oh.
They probably get nothing.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe just a pat on the back if they're lucky.
Oh, if that.
UFM. The Novos.
This is exciting. It doesn't matter whereabouts you live in our region, okay? You could be up in the Hunter Valley. You could be down south Lake Macquarie. You could even be in Merriweather. It doesn't matter.
What about Mayfield?
In Mayfield.
Okay.
This is a story from Mayfield as well. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah.
But an annual event is coming back to the heart of Denman. It's Pride and Joy is back on the calendar for 2025.
All right. So Denman is where your, you know, better half's family lives, right?
Yes. They live near there. Yes.
The
correct.
Denmanites.
So the Denmanites.
Anything with Denman catches your eye.
Well, to be honest,
what's it about?
My first interaction with Denman was when I was living in Mudgee because I had to travel through to get there from like my place in Newcastle to there and whatever. Anyway, so the Denman Wine, Food and Film Affair is back this November.
Nice.
Oh, don't play that hick hillbilly music. They're not hillbillies. We're not in America. Anyway.
So you're out at Denman. You go to this festival. Will you wear a cowboy hat?
Yes, I will. Yeehaw! Come on, boys. Okay, anyway. No. We joke. Anyway, so in a full variety of celebrations. This is going to be back. So November 1, it's slated for. So Musselbrook Shire Council has already locked this into the calendar and they're going to drum up some business and whatever. They're expecting up to 11,000 visitors.
That's a lot for Denman.
Denman, it
is. Denman, you can stand at one end and see the other.
Well, this is what we mean. Like, because anyone from anywhere in our region can come up there, right? I'm even going to do it. So it's a full Saturday of celebrations.
Yep.
So you've got 50 food and beverage vendors indulging in local wines and craft brews. You're a bit about that, Crevo.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
And a lineup of live entertainment across three stages. This year, of course, will immediately follow the Blue Heeler Film Festival's Red Carpet Awards as well on October 31. So this is a whole thing. Now, I did actually speak to my partner, Will, because he's from there, about this last night.
Sure.
He goes, oh, yeah, I know the Blue Heeler Festival. I'm like, okay. Well, did you know this is coming back? He's like, nah.
That's it. You got to get the word out, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, obviously he'll be going, you'll be going.
I think we'll both go. I reckon this is great.
Say it's on a Saturday, right? On Friday, you have to go out to Denmanstone Ranch, right? Where you stay with the future in-laws. You'll get your matching Akubras on from the Akubra room.
Well, actually, no, just Will will just give me his.
Oh, right, yeah.
He can borrow one of his dad's.
Yeah.
I can have his.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Matching Akubras.
They do have an Akubra room.
I'm not joking.
And an award
about
room.
This. Yeah.
They have award winning horses. I love bragging.
Yeah. Right? So you're staying there, and then everyone, because they've seen you go in the gates of Denmanstone Ranch, everyone in town's just giving you, like, the little nod, like a little salute of respect.
You know what would be even better? It's funny because Will and his family don't know about this yet. I'll hook up the Clydesdales to the cart and we'll ride into town with the Clydes.
Oh, that's what you should definitely do. Nothing says you've arrived like arriving
Clyde.
With a Clydesdale-drawn horse and cart. I can't wait for this. I want to hear the stories about it when you get back from it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
have been waiting ever so patiently for this, and I got to watch it last night.
What is it?
So, Suits LA, the brand new show.
We were talking about this behind the scenes yesterday.
Yes.
Because I always said, look, Suits is great.
It is, honestly. It's one of the best series I've ever watched in my life.
Really
Suits
good.
Will always remain top tier.
Yeah.
But now they have a spin-off, Suits LA. So, it's across the other side of the country in America,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's got Stephen Amell as one of the lead actors.
So, who did he play in the original one?
So, he didn't actually play anyone in the original series.
Oh, right.
But he's, like, kind of the Harvey Specter of that office. Oh,
okay, yeah. The, sort of the brains behind it.
Yeah. So, I don't know if... I think there is a connection to the original Suits. Like, I think Stephen Amell's character might have been connected to him, but they haven't got to that story line yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I watched the first episode last night. This is actually on 7 Plus, so you don't need to have a subscription service.
Oh, I love it.
Which is so good. Anyway, so I watched it. I really enjoyed it.
Really?
It's going to be great. I don't think it's going to be the like as up to par as the original Suits, but what can be, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. And is... have they got the whole season out, or do you have to wait week by week?
I think it's a week by week basis, which I hate.
So do I.
But you
give
know.
It all to me. Don't be greedy, holding your episodes back. I know you've got them.
Yeah, well they do. Yeah,
exactly. Don't hold back on me anyway.
Yeah, the only thing that I don't like about the week by week releases is sometimes you forget all the details that you've just
of course
inhaled. So you go well. I just want to keep this momentum going.
Especially early on.
Mm.
You need to, like, build up, like you said, a momentum.
Yes.
So then after, like, I don't know, 3-4 episodes, yeah, you can remember the main stuff.
Yeah, filter them through.
Yeah. So you know what I'm going to do? Wait a month, then start.
That's not a bad idea.
Get 4 in the bag, and then I can accept that going week by week after that.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Suits LA.
It remind me on the 24th or 5th of March.
Okay.
And I'll get into it.
Sure.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad we got that sorted.
Yep.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, Ari, obviously one of the most important phone numbers you learn, even as a child, is the number for our emergency services.
Call 911.
Well, that's the American one.
I know, sorry.
And actually, if you ring that in Australia, it does go to ours.
Oh, that's right,
it's routed through because they're worried, you know, if someone has seen it on TV or maybe they're from America.
And they panic and they don't think.
Yeah, they ring that one, it was going to route through to ours.
Good.
The reason I'm avoiding talking about the actual number is because this is what this debate is about. How to say it.
Okay.
So I've always said, and I was talking about this with a mate.
Yeah.
I've always said, it's 000. It's 000. It's 000. And then I brought this to you yesterday, and your face screwed up a little bit. Because
it is now.
You've got a different way of saying it, right?
It is obviously 000. I've always said that. That is what I was taught. That is what I believe it is, how to say that. Anyway.
So, there's a couple of reasons why it's 000.
Okay, I'll rebuttal in a minute.
Sure.
Continue.
The first one is because it helps display what's happening. And that is, you're shocked about what's around you. So you're like,
your mouth is open. Oh!
Yeah, so instantly, right, that's why it's designed like that, is you say, oh, and then you like instantly know what to call, right? So you call 000.
Someone's had a head clash in your weekend grassroots football match and you go, oh, call them.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. You're already halfway through. It's more efficient, right? That's reason number one. Reason number two, right, is because efficiency, right? So 0 is 2 syllables, 0.
Oh,
but O is just 1. So it's called 000. That's faster to say, and you get the phone call made quicker, you're saving lives.
What, by 2 milliseconds?
Every second counts when it comes to saving lives. You can't deny that. Good luck trying to deny that.
Okay, well, here's my rebuttal.
All right.
I think it's 000 instead of 000 because, think about it, 0 is a numeral, okay? O is a letter.
But nobody's getting confused about that. No one's going, oh, you've said 000. I don't know what that means on the numeric keypad.
Yeah, but you can't just say that O is a 0. It's not the way the English language works.
All right. So that's your something about grammar. Something yappity yap around grammar is your argument, is it?
And that's what we use in our household is 000.
Okay. Well, let's decide this or find out what Newcastle's feeling is on this.
Even if you're like an emergency service worker, we would like to know what your opinion is.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Is it 000 or is it 000? 4967-4105. In Maryland first, Jen, what are your thoughts?
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning to you.
Ari, I've got to ask, just roughly, how old are you, my love? You tell me.
I'm 27.
Okay, I risk my case.
Uh-oh.
I'm 55 on Sunday, so happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I grew up with 000, and the reason we grew up with 000, because we can, like, people back in the day, we knew that O can be a number and O can be a letter. However, today's society, I think the young ones struggle a little bit.
Oh,
when I spell it out for them, they're going to be really, oh my God, is it O or zero? What do I call? I'm sorry. The keypad does say O.
There you go. All right. So, one for team O at this point.
Have I just been young shamed?
Sure sounds like it.
Oh, we love Jen. Okay, let's go to Cameron Park. Kylie, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning, guys. So in schools, they actually teach the kids to say 000.
Do they?
Different again.
Yeah, why is that? Do you know why?
Just because it's the numeral and not the letter.
Okay, interesting. So not even putting the triple in front.
No, that's it.
No.
All right, so I'd say that's closer to you, Ari.
Okay, interesting. Wow, I didn't even know that they were teaching that in school.
Yeah, if that's your only point, you can have it. If it's a tie, I'm going to call it invalid.
Oh, fine.
All right, let's next go to Joe, not Jazero, from Madawi. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Great. She loved it.
Yeah, she did.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I'll give you that.
So what do you think, Jo?
So, unfortunately, it is 000.
Yes! Oh, one to Team Ari. All right.
Well, now, I get it because of the old school, but I've been to a first aid course and you don't pass it unless you say 000.
Ooh.
Yeah, 000, yeah. If you don't say that, I said, because I'm a bit older too, that young shaming thing and all, it was 000 for me when I was younger.
Yeah. Okay.
But I said that at the actual course when I did the course, and they pulled me up on it and said, you've got to say 000 because people get very confused if it's a O. Where does it go on their keypad?
Oh,
interesting.
All right.
I think this is now law that you must say 000 or, by the first aid course, people.
Thanks for your call, Jazero. We appreciate it.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah,
another
let's
caller?
Do it. All right, in Wall's End.
Hey, Crystal, what are your thoughts?
Hello. Well, I'm a nurse of 12 years. I say 000.
Thank you.
And then if the person's not paying attention, I'll say, come on, it's 00.
Are you saying, but, like, zero is for the bit simple, is it? If you're a bit simple?
Zero is just harder to get out in an emergency.
Thank you.
You say 000, and then if the person's still not dialing 000, which happens sometimes, you say 00, like, come on, 00.
So, look, and Crystal, you'd say, like, nurses, they're some of the most sensible people around, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know, we're pretty crazy.
You know what, though? So the score at the end of this was 2 on 000, 1 on 000, and 1000.
So by default, it's kind of a draw, but it's not?
Yeah, you've understood the situation.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Now, though, to help with that cost of living, we've got family tickets to the Newcastle show, the most show tickets in town to give away here at New FM. This is your chance to win some right now, though. All you have to do, Ari, is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you.
It's not too difficult, no. But it is a game of skill and speed.
You got to have your coffee, you know, is my advice before you play.
Make sure your brain's on.
Yeah, that's it. We've had a lot of local winners so far.
Yeah.
Let's meet potentially our next one.
In Nelson Bay. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Really good. How are you in... what are you going to do today for your Tuesday?
On my way to work.
What do you do?
director of a long daycare centre.
Ooh. Mm. Big job.
Do you have to be there the whole long day?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. What? You still like an 8-hour shift then, like a normal job?
Yeah, okay. 8 to 9 hours, just
depending. Oh, you're a hard worker.
Yeah, you are. You deserve some tickets to the show.
Yeah. My husband really wants me to win.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if you can do your best. Do you know how it works? 10 seconds on the clock. You got to get 5 things out from the category I hand over to you. All right, your category for today is I need you to name 5 mobile phone brands.
Apple, Samsung, Oppo, Nokia, and...
Oh, so close. You got to 4. Oh, you could have had Huawei, you could have had Motorola, Google, Xiaomi. There's so many out there. Thanks for playing, Lauren. We'll still chuck you in the draw for $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It is easy, but it's also sometimes the ticking time, like the stress gets to you and you miss those couple of easy ones at the end there. Well, it's back tomorrow. Same time, same place here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about bringing the price of going into the local pools in Newcastle down to $2.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is Newcastle Pools, I believe.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good idea because it just gets people like getting into the pool more and using our facilities, and they're there for us. Right, yeah. We've, you know, paid a lot of money to build them or whatever, so we should be able to use them for cheap.
Yeah, that's right.
$2, though, feels like a bargain, doesn't it?
It really does.
Nothing's $2 these days. So I thought what we could do, because it feels like sort of 90s prices, $2. I went in recently to Mayfield Pool, I think it was $4.80 or something, so nearly $5.
That's cheap, though.
Not too bad, but $2 is better.
Much better.
A little gold coin, you hardly even notice it, right? Mm. So it got us thinking about prices back in the 90s. So I started having a little look around, and there's some interesting ones. So first one I found, price of a schooner at the Stag and Hunter in Mayfield back in the early 90s, 80 cents.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Only in the 90s.
That's not that long ago, right?
Wow.
I went last week, I think, or the week before when the Super Bowl was on, and I think we paid $10.
Wow.
It's a big difference. And that's not too bad. Like, a lot of places is 12, 14, whatever.
And I guess so.
You don't even bat an eyelid.
But compared.
It's a big difference, yeah, right? Huge. Then I found a canteen price list from 1989. So okay. It's not too far off. Mm-hmm. We're pretty in and around the right sort of district.
Okay.
This is from, it's an Australian canteen price. Can of drink, 30 cents.
Oh.
So you could have had your choice on a hot day, and wouldn't you love to for 30 cents?
Oh, I could buy a couple of cans for that.
You can't even get it at the supermarket for now for that.
Nope.
It's pushing $3 in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Jam donut, 20 cents.
For God's sake.
I mean, wouldn't you go for one of those at 20 cents? It's so just one little coin. It's nothing, right?
Isn't like jam donuts from Donut King like very expensive these days?
Yeah, probably $4 or $5. You know, you're talking, I don't know what that is, 25 times the price or something.
Oh,
things
I
have
guess
gone
so.
Up so quickly. You were alive in the 90s, Ari.
I was.
I was well and truly up and running. Okay, speaking of up and running, how about this? A Holden Commodore SS Series 5-litre 4-speed.
Okay.
$4,180.
Is that all?
That's like, you can't even buy one from that year now. And good luck, because it's probably a collector's item.
Oh, you can't buy any second-hand car, like, cheaper than that.
No, under five grand. Not even, it's just over $4,000 for, like, at that time, would have been a premium motor vehicle, right? The SS Holden Commodore, everyone wanted those, right? Then, of course, we talk about house prices.
Oh, no, here we go.
This is where it's absolutely disgusting.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Australia-wide, it was $184,000, right?
Oh.
You could have bought a lot of house for that in Newcastle as well because it was cheaper here.
Yeah.
Now, the average in Newcastle, $920,000. Isn't that disgusting?
Just go home.
I feel like the $2 pool should be the start. They need to start bringing back 90s like prices across the board, please.
I'll just go live in the pool houses.
Well, it's probably cheaper, to be fair.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So my partner Will and I, we're making plans to go up to the Hunter Valley Garden slash Village area in the coming weeks.
Ooh, romantic.
Just a little bit of a dash, you know, it'll be lovely.
That is cute.
Might do some gin tasting as well.
There's a lot of good places in there, like very romantic spots.
It is lovely, honestly. I love it.
A photo together.
Nah.
No?
Well, we're not big photo people.
Okay.
Yeah, we just live in the moment type of thing.
No, I like it.
Anyway, so also what's up there next to the Hunter Valley Gardens is Aqua Golf and Putt-Putt, right?
Oh.
So,
is he trying to get you into golf via a different... Let's go to the Hunter Valley Gardens.
Well, no, he said, because he wanted to go look at something else.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what, while we're up there, how about we play a round of Aqua Golf?
Try and get you into it.
No, I just wanted to be nice.
Oh, okay.
Get him to do something that he wants to do as well.
Have you got a cute, like, golf outfit? Because that's a big part of golf, isn't it?
He does.
What about you?
No.
He should treat you to one, I reckon.
Because I'll wear it once.
Who cares? You'll look good for the day.
Oh, yeah. But...
Go into Rebel Sport or something. Get... or wherever.
It's too expensive.
Okay. Well, an online shop.
How about I just wear normal clothes?
Also an opportunity.
I just,
I like you to be treated well.
No, if I'm going to be out and about, I'm wearing some wedge heels and looking pretty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel comfortable.
But we're just making a little bet at the moment on how long it's going to take for him to laugh at me for being absolutely shocking. I can't even hit the ball off the ground into like the best part of 5 meters in the water.
You might surprise yourself.
I'm shocking.
You're good at sports, though, in general.
Oh, I can't hit a ball to save my life.
Never know until you try. Have you ever done aqua golf before?
I have once,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. There goes
it
that
was a
theory.
Disaster. But good anyway, luck. I'll give you good an update luck. In a couple of weeks.
I look forward to it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So yesterday behind the scenes, Akriva, you and I were talking to one of our favourite people in this building at the Cengate Bunker. Jackie from the newsroom.
Yes, she is a delight.
Yeah, we're all really, really close here. Now, she was telling us about the time where, I guess, her boyfriend Ethan, he's quite the forgetful little chap some of the time. That's me putting words into her mouth. But, yeah, he's quite forgetful to the point of, she was telling us a story where he went into work one day.
This is only recently, too.
Underwearless. He forgot to put on his underpants to go to work.
Of all things to forget.
He was fully starkers underneath.
I mean, if you forget your wallet, it's one thing. You know, for whatever reason, don't have it with me. Yeah, a lot of cards on your phone these days. Anyway, whatever. Forget your undies. How do you even do that? Isn't it one of the most basic parts of getting ready for the day? I would have thought.
Free-balling.
Well, he certainly was that day, but not by choice. It's because he forgot.
Yeah, well, Jackie blew up about this, right? She was like, I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't she just... throw them on. That's the first thing that you do, surely.
Would have thought so.
Yes. So, got us thinking, Krivo.
Yeah.
Do you have a forgetful partner? 4967-4105. Are you the forgetful one, Krivo?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Underpants?
No, no. Okay. Underpants is extreme. But we do have written on, like, we've got this little whiteboard on the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
To help remember stuff, because I'm quite forgetful. Mm. One of the things I've had to write on there is turn on dishwasher, because I'll load the thing.
But you'll not turn it on.
I'll put the little tablet in and everything and then forget to turn it on.
It's just one button.
I know. Just on. And that's all you have to do. Somehow, I just walk out of the room completely forgotten it.
That's hilarious.
You know how often, Ari, I forget my, like, a phone or wallet or keys in this studio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done for the day. See you guys. Have a good day. This is like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock after we've done planning for the day. I'll leave and then have to... Oh, sorry, I forgot my keys.
Oh, sorry.
Forgot my wallet. Mm. Got to come back in here. Poor producer Mark's trying to get ready for the day's shift ahead.
Mm. I'm like, you again?
Barging in again, forgetting every... I'm so forgetful.
Yeah.
I forget stuff all the time. But this is what we want to do. 4967-4105. Do you have a forgetful partner? Or maybe you're the forgetful one. What did you forget?
Mm.
Can anyone be underpants? Or was it something more extreme? Like, did you get to the airport and forgot your passport or something like that?
I've forgotten my laptop plenty of times coming into work, so I always forget something.
Oh, it's so annoying as well, isn't it? In Lochinvar, Rachel, is it you or is it your partner?
Normally it's him, but this time I'm going to dub myself in.
What did you forget?
His birthday.
Oh, no, Rachel. How long have you been together?
We've actually been together for 30 years, and this was about 16 years ago, and still to this day, whenever I give him a present, he goes, oh, it's nice you didn't forget me this year, babe.
Oh, my God.
He's still playing it, that card.
You know what? He's still getting you guilty on that one.
Mm.
And has he ever forgotten yours?
No, never.
Oh, my God.
You lose
God.
Here, Rachel.
Yeah,
yeah.
God. You should keep him around. He sounds like a treasure.
All right, let's head to East Maitland. Good morning, Tash. Who's the forgetful one? Well,
normally it's me, but this time it was my husband and myself. After we had our first child, we got dressed, went out, got a few k's down the road, and went, oh my God, we don't have our child.
Wow. Was there a feeling of panic that you had?
Yes, that dread. You're like, oh my God, what am I going home to? He was sound asleep.
It was absolutely fine.
Oh, my God, the baby!
The baby. You can't forget the baby is the key there.
Oh, I'd blame my husband if that happened. It was your turn.
Even though it wasn't his fault, he'd still get the blame, no doubt.
You forgot the child. Yeah.
Well, men usually stuff things up, so that makes sense. To Taro next.
Kerry, hey, are you the forgetful one?
Yes, I am. Very similar to the lady that was just on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had the baby in the car, dropped the kids at school, then came back in and got myself ready to go shopping.
Yep.
Drove out the driveway and down the street, and I thought, oh, where's Eden? He was only newborn.
A newborn,
and he was still in his car crib in the lounge room.
Oh my God.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine. I was only gone for, a few minutes and turned around and thought, oh, where's the baby? Oh, it's the most frightening thing you've ever done in your life.
Experience that, God.
Maybe it's because they just have quiet children.
I guess so. They're just asleep or whatever. It's one of my worst nightmares.
What, forgetting the child?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I absolutely am terrified of that.
Oh, dear.
In Cessnock, Jenny, is it you or someone or your partner?
It's my partner who he's passed away now, but
we're
going to New Zealand.
Yeah,
we're going to New Zealand to visit his family, and he was disabled. He was in a wheelchair, so we had to get there early.
Yeah,
got there, and years ago you didn't have to have a passport to go to New Zealand, did you?
Oh,
somewhere along the line they changed the rules, and he didn't know, and got there no passport.
So they didn't let him on.
No, we had time because we got there early. We rang a friend who lived nearby, my girlfriend, and she said she wasn't at home, but her husband was. So we got her husband to go and break into the house, and get his passport and drive to the airport, and we made it.
Oh, my God.
What a story.
That is a sensational story. What a happy end to that, to be able to actually get on that flight. When you actually sit down on the seat, the wave of relief you would feel
absolutely
would be on another level.
The Novos When You Wake Up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So have you heard, Ari, of the airline Ryanair?
I have, yes.
They're over in Europe, basically.
Is it like the Bonza equivalent?
Something like that. Super cheap airfare. Sometimes you can fly for like, I don't know, $20 or something to go from between countries. Like,
wow.
Super cheap. So the CEO is this Irish guy called Michael O'Leary, and he had this little trick because he found like traffic was really bad getting to work. So what he did is he purchased a taxi, made it like he basically bought a nice car, a Mercedes S-Class, and he made it legally a taxi. He got the meter, he got the license and everything. So he could use the taxi lanes.
Oh, shut up.
He drove to and from. This has all just been revealed this week.
Wow.
He drove to and from work using the taxi lanes. And because it had, like, the legal meter and everything, he figured it out. He got his lawyers to check it over.
Get around the rules.
Yeah, and he was able to like save about an hour each way. Because
that's awesome.
The traffic was that bad. If you got the cash, why not, right? If
you've got the cash,
it is kind of genius.
Good on
him. A little bit evil, but a bit genius.
Nah, honestly, who cares? Like, it's not hurting anyone. Like, it's not affecting anyone, really.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Spend where you want to spend, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. If you find a loophole, jump through. That's what I always say.
Correct. Oh, my God. Bad influence you are.
New FM.
De Novo's.
De Novo's.
Now, though, we move into a local area of ours. I'm talking about Musselbrook, the beautiful Upper Hunter.
It is nice there.
So, one of the Upper Hunter's most iconic buildings is set to undergo a new lease on life. So we did speak about just recently about the Musselbrook Oak Factory that closed down a long time ago, how there could be a new, I guess, life to it coming about.
Yeah, rumours were circulating that it was going to be sold or had been sold and was going to be turned into some sort of, I don't know, factory or something, right?
Of some kind. I mean, it still has its structural integrity.
Sure, it's a nice building, yeah.
Well, apparently, now this is the word on the street, right? Emerging global entity called the Sydney Rum Distillery is set to move its operations into the Oak Factory midway through this year. Yes! Rum! Get amongst it. So many types of rum, isn't there?
Yeah, it's such a calm drink as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's known for.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
It's such a relaxing drink.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so it aims to capitalise on the growing international recognition of quality Australian distilled spirits.
I love that.
This is exciting. It's set to also create up to 24 full-time jobs. More jobs, that's great, whatever.
And there'll be service industry around that. So say people go to visit that. Then the hotels there will do well and, restaurants around. It's builds, that sort of thing really does build things up.
Yeah, that's right. So, it looks like it's going to be a big job to redevelop the site, but it's definitely possible and obviously we're seeing it happen. So, I thought, because obviously the Sydney Rum Distillery, the SRD, is going to be moving into our local space, I thought we could have our own local line of rum. Like rum drinks.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So have you come up with some ideas, have you?
I have. Now, this spans across a lot of different areas. I've got a couple of ideas.
Sure.
First and foremost, I thought we could do our own line of rum and cola called the Cameron Park Rum and Cola.
Nice.
We can transform that name into the Scoot and Drag, right?
Okay, well, how have you come after that?
So rum and cola, basically, you got those two together in a drink, the Scoot and Drag. It's named after the cars hooning around the Cameron Park neighbourhood and all the kids on the electric scooters speeding around.
I love it. That's so cool. And the logo could be like an old man waving out the window yelling at some young person on a scooter.
Or even just, a 27-year-old woman yelling at them on a scooter,
Yes, because that might be you.
Yeah. Also,
do you want to feature on a rum bottle?
I actually wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
And also because around that area, so Cameron Park, West Wall's End, all that, you have a view of Mount Sugarloaf.
Ah.
So like the two towers there and obviously the lovely mountain that you can go up and go for a walk. So I thought you could do your own kind of like sugar-free kind of post-mix or pre-mix or whatever it's called.
Nice.
And to name it after Sugarloaf could be Shug Free instead of Sugar Free.
Oh, yeah.
And just call it Sugarloaf.
I love that. That's a great idea.
Mm. Also, one for the Upper Hunter, because obviously it's in Musselbrook where they're moving into. I thought we could have like a strong Australiana Western label like on the bottles honouring the horse industry out there with like a bucking bronco or a pack of running brumbies or something. And then one more, out at Port Stephens Way, right? Along the coast in Nelson Bay.
Yeah.
Because it's got a tropical feel to it, I guess. You could tailor that with a coconut rum, because everyone likes coconut rum, and you could call it Bay Breezin'.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. I've come up with a few as well that could be good, sort of named after our local area.
Sure.
I thought you could have the curry spiced rum.
Hey, for curry curry. Nice.
Yeah, so I thought a little nod to that.
Okay.
And then I thought, mead, the old sort of wine drink?
Yes.
Thought you could have mead dowie as a good little one as well. That could sell well.
Brilliant.
And then I thought, Little Fat Lamb, it's like the cider.
Yeah.
You could have Little Fat Lambton.
Oh, okay. These are all gold stars. That's great.
And then one last one. So for you, these are like your main drinks. And for the dessert, you could have Nelson Bailey's. Just to wrap it up. How good would that be?
Wonderful.
Some tips there for you, Oak Factory owners.
New FM.
De Novo's.
De Novo's.
You know who Gordon Ramsay is, don't you?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Okay. Famous chef.
Yeah.
Very angry man.
Oh, yeah, he seems intense. I love it when he does that show where he goes out to people's small restaurants that are failing and then tries to turn them around.
And is very, very clear of what they're doing wrong. He's very blunt.
Is that one called Kitchen Nightmares?
I think so. Or it's, Kitchen Wars. Kitchen.
Yeah, so he's like, you can't just keep 6 months' worth of food in the walk-in freezer. Look at this. It's full of maggots.
You're an idiot. Blah, blah, blah.
Slaps him with a piece of bread. And it's brilliant.
Very entertaining. I do love him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's just opened up this recently new restaurant over in, I think it's, yeah, London, actually. Yeah,
yeah. That's
in the middle of London.
In the
one
UK.
One of the tallest buildings. So apparently he has been robbed over the space of a week of up to 500 cat figurines from his restaurant. So,
You know what? I can see sort of fans of his or fans of his food or whatever going and seeing their cat figurines as little statues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're quite cute, actually.
Seeing them and going, I'll have one of those.
Yeah.
It'll remind us of the time we went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant and it was really expensive.
But that's hundreds of them stolen in the space of 1 week. Surely he's like finding these people walking out of the restaurant with like cats stuffed in their jackets or something.
He would have thought so. CCTV in a brand new restaurant you think would be pretty up to date. He's not just, that's got more than a week's worth of cloud storage. Just go back and look through that thing.
Well, pretty much, yeah. And it has set him back over £2,000.
Oh, that's, you know what? $4,000 for him is nothing.
I know.
And it's free publicity.
But that's a lot of cats.
It is a lot of cats.
Like cat statues, nonetheless. Yeah, ridiculous.
So people to pocket those. The other element to this is, people that have hospitality venues constantly are battling stuff being stolen.
Oh, yeah, glasses.
Well, that's a classic one from the pub. You know, people take glasses from the pub. But something that you and I would never think about, but definitely happens. A friend of mine used to have a cafe. He said, like salt and pepper shakers, the napkin holder, knives and forks, plates. He said people would just take anything that they could, like, seconder away in their bags and just take off with it for no good reason. Who wants a salt and pepper from a restaurant? It makes no sense.
Where everybody that you don't know has been touching it as well.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? You're going to get the bit of salt out of there. What's that worth? Nothing. And people are weird like that.
Very weird.
I've got a client of our shop and they come in, they own a couple of local pubs they manage a couple of local pubs. And they're always after, like, affordable decorations. They're sort of like oldie-worldie pubs.
Oh, yeah?
Because they said people steal the artwork off the walls constantly.
Why?
They say every week stuff is gone. And why is the question? Some old painting of, like, a person, you know, in an old town or whatever. Just they're trying to make the pub feel warm and friendly.
Probably because they think that it's, like, worth something, right?
Maybe. And they'll put, they see him stuffing him in jackets and stuff and just trying to walk out. They stop them, but they said stuff gets stolen every week from their pubs.
Not
crazy.
Cool.
Especially when people get on the, you know, on the sauce. I think that's a big part of it. Maybe they got a bit drunk at Ramsay's restaurant as well.
Yeah, it's all a dare.
Let's take off with a cat statue. Sounds brilliant.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So how about this for a local hero, Newcastle motor racer Michael Sherwell. He got a personal best at the Tyre Power V8 Super Ute Series in Sydney.
Holy dooly, really?
I didn't even know Super Utes was a, like, racing category.
Neither did I, just quietly.
They don't, like, I'm looking at the picture of his car and it's beautiful. It's got, like, all local Newcastle brands on it and stuff.
Great.
When they go around corners, they look like they're going to tip.
Oh, yeah, 100% they do, but...
Because of the, you know, the angle, I guess. But, yeah, fantastic. He ranked 10th in points after the season opener.
Wow.
So he's done really well. And you look at a picture of him, you go, yeah, he's a Super Ute driver.
Just looks like one.
He's got those reflective pink sunglasses, you know, the ones with the metallic shine on them,
yeah,
and a
I
bit
do.
Of a mullet, and you go, wow. You know he's good at driving a ute really fast.
He is the ute man.
That's right. Good luck to him, and hopefully he can continue to build on that. To get a personal best, really, really good start.
I wonder how he practiced for that. Is he one of the hoons?
No, he'd be at a racetrack. People that are into racing, they take it really seriously.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't say that.
No, that's right. Stay safe. If you're going to want to do hooning, do it on a racetrack.
Well, I mean, yeah, where it's legal.
That's right, and it is fine to do it there. Mm. Drive safely, please.
Yes, that's right.
UFM.
The Novos.
Maths is in full swing at the moment. Ari, you've been watching at least some of it with your mum.
Yeah, honestly, the drama is just intensifying. I love it.
Glass of Prosecco.
But there is some nice, like, little lovely moments in there.
Of course,
connectivity is happening between couples.
So you could be on the show as like an expert, and I'd love it.
Totally was.
So that's season 12. It's happening now.
Yep.
As soon as that happens, they start putting applications out for the next year, and I've got somebody who's screenshotted the application questions, so you can see what it's like for season 13. They're already starting to try and find people a year ahead.
This is a good insight.
It is. So it said, Married at First Sight, searching for men and women of all ages and backgrounds who are genuinely committed to finding love.
That's on the application every year, just saying.
And I believe, I think that's what the show is all about. Is helping people find love. It says, but there's a catch. You won't get to meet your future husband or wife till the wedding day. This is not a competition. There's no cash prize up for grabs. True. Instead, you could walk away with the most valuable prize of all, true love.
Oh, the Dalma's dreaming.
Are you saying that sometimes on math they're not looking for true love?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, some of them are just there to, you know, just have their 5 minutes of fame and to be spoken about.
Well, funny you say that. So, page one of the application, question one.
Yeah.
Please link all your social media accounts, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, etc.
Yep. So question people can go find them. Yep.
Question two. Height in centimetres, brackets, please be accurate.
Because you know that on Tinder profiles, the guys are like, oh, I'm 6'4", and they're actually 5'3".
That's it.
Yeah.
Then, weight in kilos.
Oh, shush. Really?
Yes, really. That is the next question.
That's actually really rude.
Isn't it? Then, how about this? Have you been known by any other former names? For example, maiden name, name under a previous marriage, or have changed your name? They're hoping to find people with secret names, I reckon, so that it can come out mid-season.
But how many times they've been married as well?
Well, that too. Mm. You know, that's a little subtle way of asking that. And then they said, have you ever applied for maths before? If so, when? So they must get heaps of people who just keep trying year after year.
Yes.
That sort of stuff. And then, you know how they always have that episode, Meet the Parents?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A couple of pages later, tell us about your upbringing and relationship with your parents.
That's also because they're trying to find some of the sad Zachary stories as well.
I think so. Yeah. I think they're trying to find that, or maybe there's a bit of conflict, perhaps, that sort of thing.
Because it makes for better watching.
So, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You want the drama.
And then I've got, would you like children or more children if you already have some? Mm. Here's the options. None. One, two, three, four, five or more. So perhaps they're trying to search people out. They've got like five kids or more to make a bit of an interesting storyline, that sort of thing. How about this? Have you ever been in a relationship with someone of the same sex? If yes, please provide details.
Okay.
Is it possible that trying to create a little bit of drama there with somebody that's had, you know, a same-sex partner before?
Possibly. I think maybe. I've done that in the past. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Have answered that question in the, what? Like, application or?
No, as in, like, being on the show to say, I've actually,
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that has been in there.
Yeah.
Then there's other questions in and around, like, have you had true love before? What does that look like? That sort of thing.
Well, some people in this show, like, have never had a boyfriend or a girlfriend before.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Mm.
And that, it, you know, truly are looking for, you know, the first person in their relationship. Now, you watch the show a fair bit. What percentage would you reckon, because they say, do you have tattoos?
Mm.
It's most people on the show have tattoos, right?
I would say a good 70%. And that's actually kind of going a bit low there.
Yeah, I think it's most of them. Perhaps it's like if somebody, it's a deal breaker or something, they like to put people, you know, like that.
Yeah, together with someone like that, yeah.
Then they have media upload section. They say, please provide a recent photo of yourself which is upload number one. And then they've got full body photo as upload number two.
Yeah, because they want to see exactly what you're going to look like on television and how they can, like, match people that are completely opposite.
I think that's basically it.
And then the other one's completely the same.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah, it is very strange. Obviously, there's a lot of thinking, like, you know, planning that goes behind trying to make the right amount of conflict and stuff like that.
Look, if I was single, I wouldn't actually apply for maths.
You wouldn't?
No, I'd just go to my mum to set me up because, you know what, she's harsher than me. And she's like, yeah, look, I'm not going to have you have an ugly husband.
There we go. You've heard it first from Ari.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Us basically done for today. Ari, what's on for the rest of your day?
I do need to go and exercise today, actually. I've been lazy.
Are you doing gym or a run around?
Oh, it just depends. Aren't we supposed to get some rain?
Showers expected.
Yeah, maybe just go to the gym.
Okay, fair enough.
What are you up to?
I'll probably do a couple of hours at home after this, and then I'm taking over at the shop for the afternoon.
Good.
So I'll do a bit of work there, which will be nice. And before we go, we've got to give away a prize as well, Ari. And that, of course, is $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. It's at the Best Western Motel. The food there is superb.
Yes.
Now, all you have to do, of course, is get on the show. We're giving these away all this week. $100 to spend goes nicely.
Yes, please.
Today it goes to Kylie in Cameron Park, because earlier in the show we were discussing when you say the emergency number, is it 000 or is it 000? And this was Kylie's opinion.
So in schools, they actually teach the kids to say 000.
Do they?
Different again.
Yeah, why is that? Do you know why?
Just because it's the numeral and not the letter.
Okay, so not even putting the triple in front.
No, that's it.
No.
So weird, she had a totally different view on it. In the end, though, I did win that, little segment.
Sort of, which by default.
Which is the main thing, really. But the big local winner here was Kylie in Cameron Park.
Well done, Kylie.
$100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. That's all yours. Mm-hmm. Our latest local winner. And don't forget, speaking of winning, throughout the day today, we've got the most show tickets in town to the Newcastle show,
which is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, be listening to New FM at all times, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.